This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The storm they call Nicole is blamed for at least two deaths in the Orlando area. Now the storm is moving through Georgia and up the East Coast. Pat Kiefer was staying in an oceanside condo in Vero Beach, Florida, which took the brunt of what was Hurricane Nicole.
I thought this whole freaking building was going to come down. And there's all these beams here. We're on the bottom floor. I had no clue.
So who will have the majority in the House and Senate? The AP's Donna Warder with what we know 3 days after the midterm elections.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker are back to campaigning. Tuesday's election results put Warnock just ahead of Walker and just below the 50% needed to avoid a December 6th runoff. Control of the U.S. House and Senate remained in the air on Friday morning, with votes being counted in a number of states. In both Arizona and Nevada, races for senator and governor are still being decided.
It's a humiliating setback for Russia in its war in Ukraine. Moscow says it's now pulled out its troops from the western bank of the Dnieper River in Ukraine's southern Kherson region. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A forced pullout would mark one of Russia's worst setbacks since it invaded Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky's forces seem to be scoring more battlefield successes across the Kherson region and closing in on the city rapidly. Zelensky said on Thursday the pace has increased so much that residents are checking hourly where his forces have raised the national flag, and that teams were racing to remove landmines from over 60,000 square miles of land nationwide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's off to the UN climate conference in Egypt. A federal judge in Texas is blocking the president's student loan forgiveness plan. This is AP News. Can Wall Street do it again? Stocks had their best day in a long time yesterday. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
A government report showing inflation slowed in October cheered Wall Street. It now surged 3.7% on the news, more than 1,200 points, closed at 33,715, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite registered even bigger gains. The S&P up 5.5% or 207 points, the NASDAQ adding 761, a whopping 7.4%. Consumer prices rose at a better-than-expected 7.7% annual rate last month. That's fueling hope the Federal Reserve won't have to be so aggressive about raising interest rates. I'm Ben Thomas.
The price of gas is falling a little again. Gas is $3.79 a gallon as we start the weekend, down 13 cents in a month, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.